AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is ordering U.S. forces to Somalia. The AP Sagar Magani reports there are concerns about the Islamic extremist rebels there.
That comes after Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin asked to reestablish a persistent U.S. military presence in Somalia to enable a more effective fight against al-Shabaab. The al-Qaeda-linked militants have made gains in recent months after being pushed into remote areas of Somalia. A senior administration official confirms the president has signed a deployment order, which reverses Donald Trump's late-term decision to remove nearly all the 700 U.S. special operators who were in Somalia. The official says American troops already in the region will be repositioned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The CDC says the number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. has reached 1 million. President Biden is offering formula manufacturers and retailers transportation and logistics support to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Sweden will follow neighboring Finland and apply for NATO membership because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The move ends more than 200 years of military non-alignment in Sweden. In Fairfax, Virginia, Amber Heard testified ex-husband Johnny Depp was hallucinating and his sobriety had completely collapsed in the final months of his marriage. Depp is suing Heard for libel. Heard corrected herself about the timing of the first time she said Depp slapped her.
Well, you never forget it. That's how I remember it. It changes your life forever. You never forget the first time someone hits you like that. I just had the date wrong.
Depp is suing over an op-ed Heard wrote in the Washington Post describing herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with second-degree murder after a 16-year-old boy was shot and killed near the Bean Sculpture in Chicago, among the city's most popular tourist attractions. This is AP News. Gas prices are rising again.
Gas is $4.48 a gallon on average, says the AAA, up 16 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $1.44 a gallon cheaper. And listen to this. Gas is about $6 a gallon in California, but a comparatively comfy $3.99 a gallon in Georgia. What can you do? Well, the AAA has some tips. First of all, slow down. Drive the speed limit. Avoid jackrabbit starts. Don't idle. Limit your use of air conditioning and park in the shade. I'm Rita Foley.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority sided with Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz in his challenge to a provision of federal campaign finance law in a ruling that a dissenting justice said runs the risk of causing further disrepute to American politics. It involves a candidate lending his or her campaign money. A lower court had agreed the provision was unconstitutional. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.